don't know, I gotta work up the numbers.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that method works out very well. That's a lot of work on our end, on development's end. That's so like 3 free websites that we build. That's if you consider it about 3 hours of work.
Nine hours of work put in.
Why 3 again, though? Because
three takes the magic number from 500 down to 125.
We want people to be able to do this, like, part-time. You know? Like, we put it where they have to actually start making, like, money. It's like, well, that's going to be hard. I want people to be able to do this, like...
They can do it part-time.
Well, how about this? How about we do... Okay, how about this? Look, I've got my sisters. I'm going to offer them, like I said earlier, just give them the site to say...
I'm going
to
write it down so that you can review it.
And then, but they give us each a guaranteed lead, so that's, say, 4 times 100, they can bring in 400.
Still here, that's how I want to kind of discuss.
All right, so we're done.
So what we're going to talk about is just how to attract sales agents. That's what we're going
to
talk about.
Just sales agents? He's privy to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And numbers? Dan will get back to my numbers.
Yeah, well, that's it. How long is he staying? Because this is the rest of the meeting. Because me and Chris, because eventually we're going to want to talk development again, so.
Well, hey, man, what up?
There it is.
4 3.
Actually, can we go back?
Seriously, for the rest of the meeting, like, me and Jared go back to my place where we can go on the actual meeting as opposed to the sales.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I forgot to bug it, but the first template doesn't render.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It's the weirdest thing.
But what do you think of the look? I mean, basically, the look.
Close the screen area.
So what do you guys think of the icons and everything? This is the template viewer. If you take the drop down or use the previous or next.
And it loops.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or next, yeah. And then you'll see. Actually, this will be good to show.
And then, of course, you can click on the various entries.
Actually, yeah, we can show this to Andrew.
Yeah. Content can be more obvious because it's an actual form. So it's a little bit. Now, if you hit submit, you've gone through it.
Yeah, the quick look. The 5 cents US sale for temporary.
This would be good to show, so.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. No reason why not.
Yes, nice. Yeah.
Greetings.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Les. Hello.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello, nice to meet you. Name's Phil.
I know you. Me, you too.
Great.
Just going over the
Hey, perfect. First case.
Are you interested in them, by the way?
I'm thinking
they
it might
help encourage her to get a website. I know that much.
I could say.
I don't know what we'll guarantee it, but it would help encourage her. She'd be like, "Oh, I can make $5 off of these."
Well, if I give her a graphic, yeah, and I say, you know, we'll take.
And then, if you want quantity and you can give me a graphic, I could probably make a pattern.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anyways, actually, Phil, we were just looking over the template viewers. Kind of a sales tool, like where you can actually view each of our websites just in demo mode. So it's something we just developed.
You need to add me to your contacts, I'm sure.
That's where a personalized business card would be a good idea. Okay.
You want your name on it, and it does make sense to have the info, it looks like me and that, for selling out to people. But you also want people to be able to get
If I'm saying...
And to have your name on it, even those, you still want your name on it.
Yeah. Anywho, this is the site, so basically you can either go to the drop-down here, we've got our demo gallery, it's about 12 sites. You just select anything, and you can browse, you can immediately bring it up, or you can just browse... previous, next, whatever, and go through each one. And is there fully functional?
I think up top on that one.
Not that one. In the grid.
Yeah. I'll go to another template. Better one there.
That one will work.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
These are the sites we're more or less offering. Again, they can customize contact page. Everything. So they can actually browse it.
Something to start with.
So, exactly.
I don't want film stuff up top. I want
to
pull it.
But that's where the next page is. Once they say they have a template they like, you go here. Yeah, they'll be doing it on their side. But then you can put in all their information, or they can do it. You can walk them through. And then they can tell you additional information if they want more pages or color changes. We may have to actually flesh the...
Color changes goes under additional.
Yeah. But we'll have to maybe do it. Anyways, we'll...
But yeah, the graphic look of this one is getting changed. It's getting
better. Yeah, we'll definitely...
Because you've got a tiny screen. And,
yeah, well, can it be Mac OS? Mac OS.
Let's try a double click. Whoa! Double click doesn't... Well, actually,
it's in the dock now, so...
And I don't want terminal. There it is. Okay, let's not try maximizing again.
All right, so...
So we got a submit form on the
bottom. That'll be the yellow one, I believe.
And then there you can go to the...
Oh, up there. Okay, yeah, I should have realized that.
Actually, maybe for this, it's the contact us, because, again, our initial...
No,
in the demo.
It's right now. It's already made a ticket in your email with all those stuff.
Yeah, I know the Trident. I saw the whole. I was like 20 of them.
And if they hit buy now, if they hit buy now, they pay their initial basic site setup fee, and then when they complete it, it comes back to us, and Taylor says, "Yep." Or Taylor gets an email, says, "Yep, it's been paid. Okay, let's start up a project."
Yeah, we'll have to fit in the demo somehow. Like there might be a pending thing. But yeah, no, it's beautiful.
Well, not so beautiful. It needs a little bit of graphic work.
Mm. Well, even just like this, I mean, actually, as a sales, what
this
do you think?
This is me. I'm a coder. I don't do graphics.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all good. I don't develop.
Taylor's more the developer.
Kind of a bridge. Yeah, well, no, Chris is the coder, and I'm more like the, you know, project lead, designer. We've got a graphics guy who also, yeah, but that's... So anyways, I mean, if you're talking about presentation, I hope this works. I don't know.
Okay. Can you throw in underneath here that free support is available through other means, like email, stuff like that?
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so
that way they don't feel like it's a hidden catch, it's that if you want it, it's there.
Just show it.
The free support, by the way, would come from you.
Mm. It'll be the, yeah.
Yeah, and you really want it there now. That $2.99 is their fee for talking to you too, if they need to talk
exactly.
to you more than their monthly allocation, because they've got allocated 10 minutes. So if they've got a basic problem, that type of thing, they call you up, no problem. Yeah. That's covered in the month. But if there's an actual something they want to change,
they'll
go back
and. Well, yeah, yeah. They're looking for a big change to the website, for sure.
We're putting it up on.
But yeah, small little basic things that should be able to be covered in the 10 minutes a month pay thing.
Yeah, because you know follow ups and get that kind of thing would happen.
Notice I didn't say 10 minutes, I just said a small allotment. Mm. It might change. It might be 8 minutes at one point. Or something.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're looking at hundreds of clients, you're going to want to start to outsource your support.
Yeah.
Not going to be doable.
Yeah.
Or I've done tech support. Lots.
We all have, actually. Yeah. I think everyone.
Where did you work?
I was Scott's boss for a little while.
Yeah?
Dell?
Converges.
Oh,
it looks familiar, but we're from the
next
shift. So.
Yeah.
What's contact?
Roadrunner.
Okay, yeah. It was just before after they moved into
the new place at Iron Gate.
Okay, yeah, I was the team leader of Roadrunner till from it would have been January till March, and then they moved me over to Singular.
They hired
as team leaders and then laid me and the only three other experienced team leaders off.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah,
you
kind of
look familiar.
You recognize me, yeah. Hey, yeah, my name's
that good. I had a lot more hair back then. No, it's, yeah, well, that's good. I guess Converge kind of really sculpts out.
And Con says it all.
Yeah, there you go.
Mind you, if you live in Ottawa at this point, you're an ex-con.
Everybody's
worked
there. All right, so we've got it on
the... Yeah, you didn't work there.
Nope.
Right, man. Ooh, we have to make this PS3 friendly too.
No, it's because of the resolution.
That's it. Like, wow, yeah.
Notice there's no scroll bar over there. It is the full size.
It doesn't go down.
It's the resolution. He's got it in. If he moves the mouse down to the bottom, if I'm not mistaken, it'll actually move.
Navigating
mode,
remote control.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, okay, so you can't move the mouse down to the bottom.
Is that actually for the PS3? Or is it just universal?
That's for the PS3.
I have kids. They break my stuff, so I haven't invested in it. And a Wii, a PS3, or
I have a girlfriend. She breaks my stuff, so I haven't.
Dude, I came home one day from work, and this is when we first got a computer. And my wife says the one thing any guy who owns whatever gen here
thinking she, you know, she's thinking I'd be proud of her. How are you going to be so proud of what's that? I fixed the computer.
What'd
you do?
No.
What'd you do? Oh, I reinstalled Windows.
Oh, God.
Okay.